Okay, I went on here because I feel like this is the platform that usually gets the most viewers for me, at least quickly. So I've seen a lot of comments for the last month or two that have been really rude towards myself and Grace, especially. And this is me choosing to do the stream and speak about this, which I know could also lead to people being upset or whatever. I understand that people are, missing my videos with Jake and Carrington and Tara, and missing me being around them as much. And I also miss that, and I need to do a better job at being a friend and being around and being in videos and everything. Am I on mute? Really? Okay, no, I'm not on mute. I do know that, and Grace knows that as well. We all know that. Well, at least, does it look foggy? Fuck. Sorry. It looks really foggy to me. Anyways. And I want to do that. So, another thing I want to say, though, is, like, a lot of people will be rude towards her for just being in my videos and stuff. She doesn't have to be in my videos. And, a lot of the times, if I wasn't, making these videos with her currently, I wouldn't be making videos as much as I am making them still. I love my girlfriend, and I love being in her life, and I'm very appreciative that she's supporting me and supportive of what I do and likes to be a part of things that I do. Unfortunately, people are really mean towards her, though, and it needs to actually not happen. If you're somebody that is a supporter of mine and you're doing that, you're not a supporter of mine. It's really weird. And I understand that people are missing, the Jake and Johnny content, and that it's like kind of slowed down for a little bit. But I plan, and Jake, I we had a conversation that came back on that, and I also it's a little bit of my fault. I'm just trying to learn how to balance everything, and to be quite honest, I'm very excited and happy to have Grace in my life. And it's not easy. Obviously, we're online, but it's not easy to just have people pick apart everything we're doing and everything we say and all of it, I love my friends and I love making videos with them and I love my girlfriend and I'm just learning how to balance everything and that's part of the process. So please just be a little more understanding about that. And to be quite honest, me and Grace, the house that I still live at, I still live with Jake and Carrington. We don't live that close though. It's, about an hour away from each other. So for me currently, who doesn't drive at the moment, even though Grace and I are learning how to drive soon, that's a goal of ours. I actually just set up an appointment on Monday to do that, so I'm actually doing it. But it makes it a little more difficult, and financially, it's expensive as fuck. So I just want that to be also known that that's one of the things. But yeah, people are really mean, and it's this is just me wanting to speak about it. It's annoying. I saw a person that's a quote unquote supporter of mine that was really going on a tangent for quite a while about it, and it's just really quite creepy. And people could just say, "Well, don't post yourself online. This is what happens." That doesn't. There's no reason to try to justify harassing somebody online that you're parasocial with because you think it's valid because they post themselves online. That's just weird. It's really weird behavior. And all these people that do forums or, do dedicated accounts to somebody that they don't know online to just tear them apart but follow everything they do are, it's just not healthy. It's really strange. And I get it. I'm not the perfect person either. But it's, I don't want it in my life. And I don't owe you me. Currently, my roommates are both out of town as well. They just left, so they're on vacation and stuff or doing other adventures, and once they're back and stuff, I plan on trying to, be around a little more, of course, and everything. But yeah, I just I'm just a human, I get caught up in my life, so I don't know. I just want to be transparent about this all and say I'm very happy that I have this relationship. And a lot of people are also will just say, like, "Oh, this is going to go bad," and stuff like that. And That's just so fucking weird, and also very strange to keep on throwing at people you don't know, because that shit just, like, it's mean, it's hurtful. And also, I want to point out also, it's very weird that people will use my ex's, like, profile pictures and shit like that, and post, like, my current girlfriend in, like, stuff like that too. It's very disrespectful, you know, to do that. Obviously, I can't control the internet, but and that stuff is online and stuff, but it's just a little, it's not the nicest to see, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're having people post their ex-partners and stuff. So I would prefer if people wouldn't do that, you know. I don't have a problem with people obviously doing what they want to do when it comes to that, but, like, maybe don't tag us in a bunch of shit if you could. But yeah, I just wanted to address that. So yeah, anyways, on the bright side though, also I've been working on a bunch of different projects though. I plan on doing more solo stuff as well. I know people want me to do that as well. I just, as I said, been caught up in stuff, but I want to do it all, you know. I want to do videos sometimes with my girlfriend, I want to do videos with my friends, and I want to do videos solo, and you know, that's just how I want to do it. What was I gonna say though? Oh yeah, I have two songs dropping this month though, on the positive side. A Christmas cover that I just got done in like a week. Thank you to my friends that helped me. And a new song as well. And then I also am working on some stuff I can't talk about that is like different adventures. And then I'm figuring out live shows. I'm doing more concerts and stuff, especially next year. But I'm doing something before the end of this year that's a pretty cool performance. And yeah, I just hope that, you know, I wouldn't even mind if people screen record this and, you know, post it or whatever, so people maybe can hear, you know, how I feel on this and everything. But yeah, and it also, if anyone's blocking anyone with my account, it is me. I don't like to see mean things constantly about myself or friends of mine or, you know, obviously my girlfriend. So I hope that's understandable, and I really think that people need to respect that we're humans and everything. And I hope you enjoy the content in the future. Because, you know, the constant people picking apart everything just makes me want to pull away. And I'm not going to, obviously. I mean, maybe I'll have like a few days or so where I don't feel as up to it or whatever, but it just does. It doesn't make me feel good at all. I see it every day, and it's, and she does as well, and it's just like, it's really rude and stuff. And I know, like, I get it. A lot of people are just missing, you know, me doing content with my friends and everything, and I should. And I should be around my friends more, of course, and I acknowledge that. But yeah. So I just hope you know, I'll balance it all more and everything like that. So thank you for listening though. I hope you're all doing well. And yeah, be kind. Okay? And I hope you enjoy the live shows when they come up and all the new music. And new videos when we get those going and everything. And thank you to everyone that's been sweet. I really appreciate it. Okay.